Today is Tuesday, April 24th, 2018, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone. And that bottle is really loud. I'm in my car once again. I should call it the mobile studio. I should come up with some really good name for it. But anyway, I'm in the mobile studio, and I'm just recording a little episode for you guys. It's always a little precarious when I first leave home. I should probably wait to start recording until I get, you know, a few blocks away from home, because we live next to a police station, and there are always a ton of police, like a lot of police, all around the area. In fact, I guess I'll lead off with that. I don't remember if I said anything about it in the last episode, but I was on my way, and you guys who've been listening to my shows, I'm sure there's some of you who've listened all the way from the Adam and Maddie show and Dubious Intent and, you know, other things that I've done, my YouTube videos and everything else that I've done, and I'm a very forgetful person. I mean, really, if I was rich, and I know a lot of people joke about me being in the 1% of Arkansas or something like that, which, to be honest, probably wouldn't be a hard thing to do, but I'm certainly not in the top 1% of Arkansas. But anyway, so, you know, if I were rich, I really think it would be really good to have a personal assistant, because I just cannot remember stuff that I need to do. Maybe it's not even that I can't remember. Maybe it's that I remember and then I procrastinate, because I'm also a procrastinator, and I will say, oh yeah, I can do that tomorrow. Oh yeah, I can do that tomorrow. Oh yeah, I can do that tomorrow. And then, you know, things sneak up on me, and then, you know, whatever. Well, that's always been the case with my car. I'm sure if I went back, I don't want to go back and listen to all the Adam and Maddie shows, but I'm sure if I went back and listened to all of the Adam and Maddie shows, that there were plenty of stories on there about my car and forgetting to get the registration done. Because as most people who own a car know, you have to do the registration once a year. And so, I thought, the past few years I've been making good money. I've been saving money. So I'm really building up my savings account so Mark and I can have, you know, he saves as well, but so that we can have a down payment when we buy a house. And, you know, I'm trying to be very adult. You know, I take my car in regularly for maintenance, and I never used to do that with my other car. I used to wait until things would just fall off because, you know, there were a couple of reasons. I didn't have a lot of money. And, you know, the other reason was, again, I procrastinate. So I've been really trying to be good and, you know, and be on top of things. And the other day, I was on my way to work, and I pull out, and, you know, we live right by the police station. So I pull out, and there was a police officer leaving the police station, and so he pulls behind me. And I don't know, you ever just get a sense that that a police officer is going to pull you over, like some kind of premonition before they even turn on their lights or anything like that? You get this like premonition that they're going to pull you over, right? Well, I got that funny feeling. I was like, I think he's going to pull me over. And, but I wasn't speeding, you know. The only thing was, I had not put my seatbelt on yet for a couple of reasons. One is, I hate wearing my seatbelt, and I hate to admit it, but I don't wear it. But the other reason was, I had literally just left my house and hadn't put it on yet. And so, you know, I quickly try to sneak that on, you know, because if he didn't see that I wasn't wearing one, you know, I wanted to have it on when he pulled me over. Well, he still hadn't turned on his lights, but I just had this feeling. And so I'm driving, I'm trying to drive perfect. I made sure my phone was, the screen was off because I had been listening, you know, I had turned on Big Fatty online or something like that because I listen to Big Fatty every morning. And, but I, you know, I have headphones in, which is probably illegal, but I don't know. I've never really researched it to see if wearing headphones while driving is illegal, so I'm not sure. But, you know, I took those out, paused the podcast, turned off the screen. I didn't want to be doing anything that could be perceived as illegal. And I was like, yeah, he's not going to, maybe he won't pull me over. I mean, because I wasn't doing anything. I mean, the only thing was I had been playing with my phone when I pulled out of my driveway and, you know, to turn on a podcast, and I wasn't wearing my seatbelt. But, you know, but I was just pulling out of my driveway. So I thought, eh. But I worry, most times, anytime I have a police officer behind me, I think they're going to pull me over. Because I've been pulled over so many times in my life. And I don't know if I ever told this story on this podcast, but one time when I was driving, I was following some friends to New Orleans. This is when I went to school at Ole Miss, which is in northern Mississippi. And we were driving from the university town that I lived in to New Orleans. And I was following them, and this is before cell phones, or this is before I had a cell phone. And, or maybe I had one, but I didn't have their phone number. I don't know, poor planning. And I got pulled over, and I wasn't doing anything. Like, I literally was not speeding. I had my seatbelt on. Like, I was doing nothing wrong. And the cop patted me down. He, like, made me get out, put my hands on the trunk. He patted me down. He said he wanted to search my car for drugs, like all this stuff, right? And I wasn't doing anything, and I got really irritated. And I said, sir, you know, I was following some friends, and now I don't know where they're at. And we're going to, you know, driving down to New Orleans, and I may not be able to find them now. And you haven't told me what I was doing wrong. So, you know, could you please either just write me a ticket and let me go? Or, you know, let me go because I need to catch up with my friends and, you know. And he got so pissed at me. And he was like, fine, get in your car and go. You know, I mean, he was like, really. But anyway, and I wasn't even doing anything. Like, I was doing nothing wrong. So this is, but I've always driven sporty looking cars. So even when I was in high school, my car was a Nissan 240SX, which is also a very sporty looking car. And so, I don't know, maybe it's just because I'm a young looking guy with driving a sporty looking car. I don't know. But anyway, so I just had this. So I always feel like when cops are behind me, they're going to find something to pull me over for. And, so, you know, but I was doing good, but I changed lanes and then he changed lanes and I was like, oh God, he changed lanes. You know, he followed me changing lanes. That's a sign that he's going to... And then there went the lights. And so I pulled over to a side road and I pulled over. And then he comes up to the car. And he asked for my license and registration. He asked, do you know what you were doing wrong? And I said, well, no, sir, I really don't. I said, I wasn't speeding and I had just left home. So, you know, I'm like, I don't know. And I honestly didn't know. Like, I thought, well, maybe he's going to say I wasn't wearing my seatbelt, you know, and I could just tell him, oh, well, you know, I had just left home and I put it on right after, you know, because literally the police station driveway is like one driveway away from my driveway. So, you know, but, and he said, no, he said, your registration has expired. And I was like, oh, shit. I mean, I didn't say shit to him, but I was thinking that in my mind. And I was like, oh, man, I'm so sorry. I didn't know. Because I honestly didn't know that it was expired. And I had actually thought about that the other day. Or the, you know, this was like beginning of April, end of March, something like that. And so I had thought about it a few days before, you know, that I needed to check that. And see, you know, when it was going to be expired. And so I said, no, sir, I'm so sorry, I didn't realize. And he said, yeah, it expired back in October. And I was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Like, I said, I'll take care of that today. Like, I'll go today, like, as soon as I leave you, and I'll go get it done. I said, anyway, so he said, well, give me your license and blah, 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 blah. And he went back to his car like they always do. And I was like, oh, God, Adam. I was like, you know, talking to myself as you do. And I was like, man, you've been doing so good as an adult. And then you forget this stupid thing, right? That it's not expensive. It's not like you need to save up money for it. It's just you have to go to the DMV. And there is some property tax that you have to pay, but it's very minimal, and it's just stupid that I forgot. But I always forget that. I mean, like, it's been a common theme throughout my life that I've always forgotten this. And so, so he comes back to the car. Oh, the other thing that I wanted to mention was he asked me, I think cops are so nosy. Like, they pull you over for one thing, and then they ask you a million questions. So he asked me, like, where are you coming from? Was that your house? Where were you going? Or where are you going? You know, where do you work? Oh, are you going to work? Oh, and, you know, and then he asked me, do you have any drugs or illegal substances in your car? Well, first of all, officer, you know, I was doing nothing to lead you believe that I have any drugs in my car. Okay? I mean, seriously. Other than the fact that I'm driving a sports car and I look, and I don't even look all that young. I mean, I'm almost 40 years old. I'm a guy and I'm driving a sports car. I don't know. So he asked me, you know, if I'm, and it's like, it's, I don't know. It just feels so invasive. And why would you assume that I have drugs? I have never done a drug in my life. I rarely drink. The only thing I do or have done in the past is had a lot of sex. And that's not illegal. Well, I guess gay sex is illegal in some states, but anyway, so he comes back up to my window and hands me back my driver's license, you know, and he said, you haven't been pulled over for this before this, and now he's like, you live by the police station and you haven't. And I'm like, I know. I said, I really am sorry, officer. I said, I'm the most forgetful person in the world. I said, there have been so many times that I have forgotten my stupid registration. And I said, I don't know. I said, I should, I don't know. I said, I've got to figure out a way to remember this. But I said, I promise I will go, like, immediately, you know, and get this taken care of. And he said, okay. He's like, he said, I don't really like, you know, giving out a lot of tickets. And he said, just promise me you'll go today and get it taken care of. He said, and I'm not going to give you a ticket. So I was like, I promise, officer, you know. So anyway, it ended up that he was really nice, and he was kind of cute, but I was kind of annoyed that he asked me if I had drugs in there, because, I mean, like, what reason did he have for asking if I had drugs? And, okay, and second of all, if I had drugs, right, how stupid would that be if I went, oh, yeah, I have some cocaine in my glove compartment. Like, I mean, no. I mean, if I had drugs, I'm obviously going to say no anyway. So why even ask the question? I mean, who's going to be stupid enough to be like, oh, yeah, yes, sir, I have a gram of cocaine behind the seat here. And I may even be wrong. That may not even be the correct unit of measure. Because, again, I've never done drugs. So, I don't know. So anyway, that was an experience, but I went right away that day and got that taken care of, and so now I'm all legal, but every time I pass the police station, I'm always nervous, you know, that they're going to find some reason to pull me over, because they always seem to do that. So I'm gonna do the final vacation recap episode later this week, hopefully, but I wanted to just kind of do a, you know, update on how things are going in my life, so not much has gone on. There's not much of note to go over since I got back from my vacation. It's really just been catching up with stuff that, you know, that I had to get done. So last weekend or the weekend before, I had a whole lot of Pride 48 emails I had to send. There were a couple of shows that wanted to be added to the list. Mikey Pod has started podcasting again, and I guess he hasn't been podcasting for a few years, and he wanted to be added back to the list, and there was Gay Wasteland. They want to be added to the Pride 48 list, so I did that. One of our newer shows, an older gay guy show, he has a new show that he wanted to be added to the list, and we had a suits meeting, and, you know, we discussed when the dates were going to be for the June event, so we got that taken care of. We had the State of the Station, so I had a lot of Pride 48 stuff, you know, going on, and I still have a lot of website things and stuff like that to get ready for June and also to get ready for August, so there's a lot of stuff going on there. And I, you know, of course, I started my new job, and that's actually going relatively well. I mean, I sat down and figured out what I thought my goals should be, and then I set up a meeting with my new boss, and I said, you know, this is how I think I can benefit the new team, and, you know, these are the things that I thought I could work on, and he was in agreement with that. So, and it's cool because this new department is going to be really supportive of training and conferences, and I love to travel. And so there's a conference coming up in Chicago in October. And when I, and you know, actually my new department that I'm in, they require in your goals that you list training and conferences as one of your goals. So like if you find a conference that's pertinent to what you do, then you can actually list that as a goal on your goals. And, you know, then they'll pay for it for you to get it done. So I said, oh, I found, you know, there's this conference. I think I should go to it. And he was totally supportive. He was like, yeah, yeah, definitely. You need to, he's like, you definitely need to go to that conference. And he said, just go ahead and register for it, you know, et cetera. Plus, my boss is in the California office. So that probably means that I'll be going to California some. So I might be out in the San Francisco area, San Bruno, Sunnyvale area, you know, at least once or twice a year to have meetings with my teammates out there. And so that'll be fun as well. So, you know, I've just been kind of getting in the groove there and, you know, figuring out, getting my feet under me and figuring out how the new role is going to go. But so far, so good. And, you know, and other than that, Mark and I are just settling. We finally just kind of settled back into life, you know, after being on such a long vacation, because we were both gone for, I don't know, 3 weeks, something like that. And we're still catching up with DVR stuff. The DVR is still 50% full, so I don't know when we're going to completely catch up with that. And so we've been doing that. And then the other thing that's coming up soon is my, the condo that we live in, our contract, finally, our 2-year lease is expiring at the end of June. I hear angels singing hallelujah because seriously, I've been taking cold showers for the past month, you know, because I'm still having plumbing issues and I'm too non-confrontational to even, I just stopped trying. Like I stopped contacting them about it. I was just like, you know what? I had contacted the plumber because the property management guy gave me the name of a plumber. He said to call them. I called them, and then I was, you know, I went several weeks without scheduling an appointment, and then I finally called them back, and when I called them back, they had lost the information, and so they said, oh, well, we need to call your property manager and just verify that, you know, we have his permission to come do the work, or, you know, to do the inspection or whatever they're doing. And they never called me back. And so I was just like, ugh, screw it. You know, I was just like, I'm not gonna, you know, we have like 3 months left until the end of the lease. I'm, you know, whatever. We're gonna live with it. You know, and then the water gets completely cold instead of just lukewarm. And, you know, then one of the faucets in the bathroom, water completely stops coming out. So, I mean, things are just, our dishwasher, you know, we switched to liquid soap because the little packets weren't completely dissolving. And I think it's because of the water. I think the water pressure and the, like, lack of hot water is also affecting the dishwasher as well. I think it affects the laundry as well. But anyway, so, so now we had switched to liquid. Well, now the dishwasher won't even dissolve or get rid of the liquid soap. So we're having to wash wash the dishes two or three times to get the soap off of them. It is ridiculous. But anyway, so I'm going to be writing a letter to them that I'm going to deliver. I'm going to email the letter on May 1st. Well, actually, I'm actually going to do it on April 30th because that'll be my 2 months' notice. So I'm going to do that, and then Mark and I are going to start looking. And we've decided that we're only going to look at houses. We're not going to do condos. We're not going to do apartments. And, you know, my parents are back at it saying we need to buy something. Oh, it's really stupid to rent. You should really buy something and be, you know, gaining that equity or whatever. I don't know. We are going to, but I feel like I just want to have a really nice down payment saved up. And I feel like I need at least another year to have, you know, a good down payment. So that we can, A, get the kind of house that I want, because I have expensive taste, and B, you know, just make sure that we are completely ready and prepared financially for getting back into that. Because, I don't know, when I bought my first house, it just really burned me. You know, Maddie lost his job, and I bought a house that I couldn't afford by myself, and we ended up having to move into an apartment or rent the house out, and I mean, luckily we didn't, you know, we didn't actually go bankrupt or lose the house like a lot of people did, because that was right during the housing bubble. But still, it was a pain in the butt, and it was a lot of work, and it was, you know, financially, the house is part of what ruined me or ruined my credit. And, you know, it's taken me a long time to build that back up, so I just want to make sure that I don't lightly go into that again. You know, I really want to think hard about it, make sure that I'm ready financially and, you know, all of that. So anyway, so that's going to be going on. I've still got a lot of Pride 48 stuff going on. Mark and I are trying to plan what our trip is going to be for our anniversary, which is in July. And, you know, I'm finally getting back on a diet plan. Since I'm turning 40 in August, I'm hoping I can be back in, like, I don't want to say tip-top shape, but I would love to be in similar shape to what I was in when I lived in Dallas. You know, a lighter weight, more, I don't want to say this because, you know, but I'll say more twinkie looking, even though I'm going to be 40. I mean, I don't dress like I'm trying to be a twink or anything like that. I mean, you know, whatever. But I do want to, you know, kind of work on this dad bod that I've developed over the past few years. I've really been content with Mark because I'm getting this dad bod, including the hairiness, and I may not shave, I don't know, but I'm just really looking like a dad bod. And I thought, well, when I turn 40, I at least want to, I don't know, we'll see what I accomplish. I don't want to set concrete goals yet, but I saw someone on Twitter who had just had their 40th birthday, and their goal had been to get in really good shape, and so they posted a before and after picture, and I was like, oh, that's what I could do for my 40th. I could, you know, do a before and after. And I'm not posting a before picture on Twitter, though, I'll tell you that. And so that's been what's going on. Other than that, you know, not much else going on. And we will do another update, another vacation update. It'll be the final vacation update later this week, and hopefully Thursday episode, and get you guys, you know, wrapped up on the vacation and then move forward. So glad to be back and talking to you guys again. For more information and I did want to mention one other thing. Some of you may have noticed that you got an error on the feed, and one reason I'm, you know, a little bit late, a couple of weeks late posting a show, is because the website, I cannot stand these hacker people that want to go in and mess with a website, you know, and I'm using, you know, my hosting company has security. I've got a secure password. Like, you know, I'm doing the basic things that I think you need to be doing, but still, occasionally someone will figure out a way into your website, and someone had hacked into geekygay.com and, you know, and they had, I don't know, just put a redirect or something stupid. And so the way my hosting company deals with that is they actually take your website down. If they scan and they see there's some malware, they will actually take your website down. So they took my website down, and I had to go through all these hoops to clean up the files, you know, and I had backups of everything, so I had to, like, I don't know. It was just, I had to do some work to get everything cleaned up, and now I've installed more security plugins into my WordPress installation, and hopefully it won't happen again, but that's one of the reasons. So if you got an error in your feed, there was a week or so where the website was down, and so the URL would not have responded, or the feed URL would have responded. So your feed catcher may have given you an error, but that's all fixed now, and there's nothing to worry about. Anyway, so for more episodes of the show, you can go to geekygay.com, which is back up now. You can call me, 229-234-7587. You can email adamburns.uk@gmail.com. And you can find many, many more LGBT and LGBT-friendly podcasts over at pride48.com. And don't forget about the June event. We want all of the podcasters to do a live little show on the June event. So be looking for more information on that. And I will see you guys next time. Bye, everyone. This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find more shows over at pride48.com.